Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore actually hits the nail on the head with regards to the role of the judiciary in respect to same-sex marriage. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this recent letter, Matt, that the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court wrote to the Alabama Governor Robert Bentley with respect to a ruling that took place in his state on the issue of marriage and same-sex marriage. I think he hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah, he did. And the Southern Poverty Law Center is so up in arms about Justice Moore actually getting down to the nuts and bolts of the U.S. Constitution and correctly articulating the limited powers that one federal judge or the lower federal courts hold in this context, that they filed an ethics complaint against Justice Roy Moore just for writing this letter to the governor. And Justice Moore responded to that letter saying that it was his duty to advise the lower courts when their jurisdiction is threatened by an unlawful mandate by a federal district court, the lower courts talking about the Alabama state courts. Our law and Alabama Supreme Court precedent are clear that lower federal and appeals court decisions carry only persuasive authority but are not binding on state judges also sworn to the United States Constitution and who have equal authority to rule on such matters. So we have a tension here between lower federal courts and state courts, up to and including the Chief Justice and the Alabama Supreme Court. I don't know what the Southern Poverty Law Center is thinking here.
Well, the Southern Poverty Law Center is this left-leaning organization that has as its top priority the pushing promotion of the homosexual agenda. So they filed this ethics complaint against Judge Moore requesting that charges be brought against him in the Alabama Court of the Judiciary because he made this statement. Now, they didn't file any charges against Justice Ginsburg or Justice Kagan when they went out and actually performed same-sex marriages in 2014 when the cases of same-sex marriage were actually pending before the court. There's nothing pending before the Alabama Supreme Court. The Chief Justice has the right to be able to advise the governor, the chief enforcement executive of that state, with regards to the binding or non-binding nature of these federal rulings on the judiciary of the state of Alabama. And that's what he did. And he said that there is a clear distinction that the Alabama Supreme Court justices and judges, they also swear an oath to uphold the Constitution, and they don't have to put their brains at the altar of some single federal judge who comes up with this cockamamie idea that there is a constitutional right to same-sex marriage, which really contravenes not only federal law, but millennia of human history. And the Chief Justice Roy Moore was right in doing so.
Yeah, the only question here, it's not surrounding what was Justice Moore thinking or what was he doing. The only question is, where are all the other justices, chief justices of various state supreme courts? Why aren't they exercising their authority, their judicial authority that they've been given? You know, we've seen this just a steamroller of these rogue federal courts with no precedent, with no legal reasoning articulated whatsoever, just steamrolling over all of these state amendments across the nation that are protecting the institution of marriage. Where are they? We need more governors and we need more justices like Chief Justice Roy Moore to take a stand and siphon the gasoline out of this federal anti-marriage steamroller.
Well, even the United States Supreme Court decision in the Windsor case decided in 2013 on the Federal Defense of Marriage Act did not say that there was a constitutional right to same-sex marriage. That particular ruling struck down a federal law saying that it interfered with the state's rights and specifically said that the states had the right to define marriage. Now, I don't think the states have a right to change marriage any more than they have the right to change gravity. They could give a different name to it, but they can't change the essence of it. Marriage is what it is. It is the union of opposite sex, male and female, a man and a woman. It cannot be two men. It cannot be two women. But that decision, even that one, as far as it did go, stopped before it said you had a right to same-sex marriage. Specifically said about four, maybe five times, that it is the province of the state, mm-hmm. it is the essential function and power of the state to define marriage. And in that case, what happened was New York had voted through their legislature and through their courts, I guess, to change the definition of marriage, and the federal law interfered with that. Now, I disagree with that whole ruling, but even that ruling itself did not say that there was a constitutional right to same-sex marriage. To the contrary, it said that you can't interfere with what the state has done. And the state of Alabama passed this marriage amendment by 82% of the electorate. 82% voted in favor of affirming marriage as a union of a man and woman. To have a single federal unelected judge say that it's unconstitutional to affirm the natural created order of marriage is ludicrous.
Well, this federal judge is not only in conflict with the overwhelming will of the people of Alabama, they're in conflict with Justice Anthony Kennedy, who wrote the decision in Windsor, saying that it is within the province of the state. So Justice Roy Moore, as you point out, that was a horrible decision, but Justice Roy Moore, is in keeping with the ruling, the Windsor ruling. This federal judge is the one who is running afoul of the United States Supreme Court here. The Southern Poverty Law Center should be filing a complaint against this federal judge, not Chief Justice Roy Moore.
And he was giving a letter to the executive, the governor, Governor Bentley, saying that you don't have to just simply lay down your brain and use the power of the state to comply with a single federal judge's ruling on this issue, because we, the state courts, still have jurisdiction over this issue. That's in compliance with the federal decision, but it's also in compliance with the Constitution. It's in compliance with their oath. They didn't swear an allegiance to uphold some other court. They swore an allegiance to uphold the Constitution. And nowhere could you find in the Constitution a right to same-sex marriage. And that's what Chief Justice Roy Moore was doing. So he was right. I applaud him. And, you know, you ask, why do some of these other justices or chief justices of other state courts not do the same thing? I think there's a reason. And, you know, having been a dean of a law school, I know what law schools teach, and they don't teach the Constitution. Now, Liberty University School of Law does, not only the Constitution, but the history and meaning of it, but the history of law as well. There is a respect for the rule of law. In most law schools across the country, there is not a respect for the rule of law. It is whatever you want it to be. So by the time these people become judges or justices of state Supreme Courts, they basically have grown up with the idea that whatever they say is whatever the law is, and they don't have to be constrained on these social issues like abortion and marriage to the actual meaning, intent, and purpose of the Constitution.
Well, that's exactly right. So the Southern Poverty Law Center is making a laughingstock of itself here, which, you know, what else is new? They shouldn't even have law in the name of the organization, Southern Poverty Law Center. They're completely at odds with the Constitution. They're even at odds with the United States Supreme Court's decision in Windsor. They are a hard left, a radical propagandist organization that has a fundraising mechanism for all of these radical left-wing causes. Yet the media and others still treat them less and less, mind you, but they still get treated with some level of respect. The Southern Poverty Law Center deserves no respect, and they've only further hurt their reputation with this ridiculous letter.
Well, I applaud Chief Justice Roy Moore and other judges and elected officials that do the same thing. This is a clash of unprecedented proportions with respect to this whole homosexual agenda, the attempted redefinition of marriage and religious freedom. Liberty Counsel is standing in the gap, leading this charge, and will not compromise on these issues. Visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Ask for the book, Original Intent, by David Barton. Understand what the original intent and purpose of this country and our founding documents really say and mean. Visit lc.org, and you can order the book, Original Intent, by David Barton. There's other books there as well. The New England Primer, it was used in American public schools up through the early 20th century for 200 years or so, and it was the first printed textbook in America. 3.5 million copies were sold by the mid-1800s, a fascinating textbook that you'll be able to find how our students, how our young people were taught in the public schools up until the early 20th century. It really, I think, puts an end to this whole idea of this separation of church and state, that you can't have any religion or discussion of Judeo-Christian values in the public school. But stand with us as we stand for this critical moment. Pray for Liberty Council, for all of the people that work with Liberty Council, and financially support Liberty Council, not only with your prayers, but with your financial contributions as well. Standing together, we can make a difference at this critical time in history. Go to lc.org or call us today, 800-671-1776.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.